Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, I welcome you to the Morning Mindset. It's time for us to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word. Today I want to look at Psalm chapter 91. Now Psalm 91 is a psalm that many consider to be a messianic psalm. Now what is meant by that is that the psalm is talking about the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and was talking about him years before he came on the scene. So it's a prophecy of sorts. Now, as we read this psalm, you will likely hear some of the words that make us think that this is a messianic psalm. Some of them are passages that were used in the New Testament, in the gospel accounts, to refer to Jesus. And so that gives us some kind of a indication, looking backward at this psalm, that it was intended to apply to Jesus Christ. But nevertheless, I want you to listen to it through that filter, understanding this is talking about Jesus. These are things God is saying about his son. But there is also some lessons here for us to apply to our lives. So let's read Psalm chapter 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, that is a psalm that is full of promise, full of a great deal of optimistic sounding promises. Protection, guarding, refuge, no evil befalling. I mean, those are things that all of us would love to be able to grab hold of and say, I want that to be true of my life. And part of the reason we feel that way is because, let's be honest, we're frightened. Life is a dangerous thing. We fear the things that could come upon us in this life. And in this chapter, the psalmist talks about many of those things. But my friends, let's stop for a moment and let's consider that the God who speaks these things, the God who said these things about his very own son, actually allowed many of the things that are mentioned in this psalm to befall his son. I mean, notice this. He says, no evil will come your way. And yet, the most evil thing in all of history happened to Jesus Christ. He was taken through a trial, convicted of something that was not true, and was slaughtered on a cross of wood. So what do we make of chapters like this, promises like this? Well, I think one thing it's doing is it's pointing us beyond this life, that there's more to come, that some of these promises will be fulfilled in eternity, that this life is not all there is. My friends, I'm glad for that. I'm glad that the difficulties of this life are not all we have to rely on. Let's rest in that truth today, and let's move forward knowing that our God will care for us now and forever.